Be careful what candy you select to hand out next week, because according to this story from CBS News, as people stock up on Halloween candy this month, they may unknowingly be buying bags of treats with a hidden danger, Red Dye 3, a carcinogen that is banned in Europe and for use in cosmetics in the United States. Some popular Halloween candy available in stores this year are manufactured using Red Dye 3. It's been shown to cause cancer in animals.
Hasn't that been all the way since back M&M's? Remember that?
Mm-hmm. The dye will be banned in California starting in 2027. Mm. Here are the candies that have Red Dye 3 in them.
Okay.
Candy corn.
Yum.
How does candy corn have red dye in it? It's orange, yellow, and white.
Well, that's how you make the orange.
Oh, got it.
You want to go over primary colors again, or we good?
We're good.
What color do you mix with red to get orange?
Pretty sure it's yellow.
Okay. Is yellow a primary color or not?
No, I think it's on the other wheel. Carry on, sorry. I'm out.
I don't know how to go forward. I don't know. Where do we go from here?
I remember the yellow and blue make green because that was on the Ziploc bags growing up. Carry on. Something about candy. Go ahead.
Autumn mix. I've never heard of that. Mellow cream pumpkins. What color are pumpkins normally?
Again with the orange.
Nerds candy corn.
Mm-hmm.
Double bubble bubble gum.
Mm-hmm.
Pez.
Wait, double bubble is pink. So how does that?
Because I bet you they have a Halloween flavor.
You don't think pink is made with a red dye of any sort, do you?
Oh, white. Got you. Yep.
Okay.
I got it.
I almost can't go on.
Why does my head hurt?
Amos lollipop rings, and I said Amos.
Oh, do you guys remember the ring pops when we were growing up that you would actually wear as a ring on your finger?
They still sell them.
Do they? Oh,
they do.
God, they were good. They tasted like plastic Kool-Aid. Didn't they?
That would be an accurate description.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
So, anything else you want to know before we get out of here?
How do you make purple?
Blue and, I don't know, something black? I don't know.
So, the school that you went to, their colors make the school that your son goes to.
Got it. Okay, so I didn't go to the Art Institute. I didn't know there was going to be a quiz about the color palette.
I didn't realize that the Art Institute was second grade art class.
Can you name the three primary colors?
Yeah, red, blue, yep. And red, blue.
You're two for three so far.
Yellow?
Yes.
Oh, stop. Good. Look at that.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. I feel vindicated somewhat.
I wouldn't. ABC News. ABC News is reporting authorities have made an arrest after a number of ballots were damaged when a United States Post Office mailbox was lit on fire.
Oh, good Lord.
In Phoenix. An individual lit a fire inside of a drive-up collection mailbox at a USPS station early this morning. It was 1:20 local time. The Phoenix Fire Department was able to open the mailbox and extinguish the fire. Originally, they thought 20 ballots had been damaged. Now the Secretary of State says they think it may only be 5. They have arrested a suspect. His name is Dieter Klofkorn. Dieter Klofkorn. He says he was not doing it for political reasons.
He's just being an idiot.
He said he wanted to be arrested.
Oh, good God.
This is according to Phoenix Police Sergeant Rob Schurer.
There was another candidate today, by the way, caught on Ring doorbell camera removing an opposing candidate's like flyers and stuffing the mailbox with his. That should be illegal just because you're adding additional flyers to my mailbox.
Did you see that the election commission or whatever it would be called in the state of Georgia had a cyber attack?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Well,
they
thwarted it.
Well, yeah.
There was an attack attempted, but they were able to, according to this,
thwart. Do we thwart anything else but the attack?
Well, yeah, anything that you...
Anything you withhold.
No, we use the word thwart really singularly...
Why do we over-enunciate the W?
When it comes to an attack.
Do we thwart it or do we thwart it?
If you brought me some lunch and I didn't want it, I would go, absolutely not, take that back. I'm thwarting that.
I think that would be a proper application of the word.
But we don't use it for anything else but an attack. Why?
Maybe we should.
I don't know. Why do they use the word rappel when my first thought when I hear rappel is somebody going down a mountain?
Yeah, me too.
I got 9 political calls before 10:30 this morning. It made me.
Did you really?
Agitated.
And you know what? I put them directly to block and directly to spam. It doesn't matter. They just keep popping up.
The voicemail. Are you tired of all these political calls? Yeah, quit calling.
It makes me see red.
That's a primary color.
I know.
It's found in orange and pink.
You're welcome.
Probably in maroon, too, don't you think?
Well, yeah.
All right, we got to run. On behalf of Bonus Hour is coming up next. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, ladies and gentlemen, my good friend and co-host, color expert, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock for Festivus Friday. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Bye.